COVID is making a comeback. Yes, the sequel to the blockbuster is coming soon. The global smash hit, which dominated our television screens around the world in 2020 and 21-22, is expected to hit television screens once again around the world in winter. Just before I get to the latest press release for the TV show, I want to mention a brilliant website which exposes the COVID hoax, COVID crime, as I'm now calling it, like never before, called theendofcovid.com. The website features over 100 hours of content in the form of interviews, documents, documentaries, and downloadable material covering everything that has happened over the last few years. Over the course of over 90 sessions, the website covers everything from the origin and fallacies of germ theory, the idea, false idea I would say, that viruses and bacteria etc. cause disease or even exist in terms of viruses, and the COVID policies and narratives, all of it, which exposes pandemics for what they really are, one big show. If enough people become aware of this information and act upon it by refusing to take this nonsense any longer, then finally the show is over. And from October the 1st to the 11th, it's completely free to watch. It was originally, I think it was July to August, I think it was on the website, available for free for a month. But anyway, from October the 1st to the 11th, it's free again for people to watch. So they're running trailers for the return of COVID on television now, and here's the latest press release. This is in the Daily Mail. COVID and flu jab brought forward over concerning COVID variant. Vaccines to be deployed in less than a fortnight over fears Parola will overwhelm NHS. England's annual flu and COVID vaccine drive is being brought forward due to fears the heavily mutated Parola variant will trigger a fresh wave and overwhelm the NHS. The Department of Health and Social Care in Britain announced vaccinations for care home residents and vulnerable adults will now start earlier than scheduled. GPs and pharmacies will begin dishing out the jabs from September 11th, a full month earlier than originally planned. The precautionary move comes amid fears over the spread of the mutated Parola variant of COVID, technically called BA286. Health chiefs confirmed a second Brit has been infected with the strain, with the test not testing for the virus, in truth. Anyway, the article continues. Ministers said they had made the decision to reduce pressure on the health service while scientists rushed to learn more about Parola, described as a real deal and the most striking that the world has seen since Omicron first emerged. Announcing the move, Health Minister Maria Caulfield said, "As our world-leading scientists gather more information on the BA286 variant, it makes sense to bring forward the vaccination program. It is absolutely vital the most vulnerable groups receive a vaccine to strengthen their immunity over winter to protect themselves and reduce pressure on the NHS. I encourage anyone invited for a vaccination, including those yet to have their first, to come forward as soon as possible." Bringing the jab rollout forward was based on advice from the UK Health Security Agency that speeding up the rollout would offer people greater protection from becoming severely ill from the virus. The UK Health Security Agency used to be Public Health England, government health agency, but now it's merged with the security network in Britain. The article continues, "This, the agency claimed, would have the added benefit of reducing pressure on the NHS. UK Health Security Agency Chief Executive Dame Jenny Harris said, "Thanks to the success of our vaccine programme, we have built strong, broad immune defences against new variants throughout the population. However, some people remain more vulnerable to severe illness from COVID. This precautionary measure to bring forward the autumn programme will ensure that these people have protection against any potential wave this winter." Dame Jenny added that the agency was continuing to evaluate Parola. "There is limited information available at present on BA286, so the potential impact of this particular variant is difficult to estimate. As with all emergent and circulating COVID-19 variants, both in the UK and internationally, we will continue to monitor BA286 and to advise government and the public as we learn more. In the meantime, please come forward for the vaccine when you are called." The article continues, "NHS officials said they would work quickly to ensure as many eligible people as possible are vaccinated by the end of October to prepare for a challenging winter. Professor Sir Stephen Powis, NHS England Medical Director, said, "Vaccinations are our best defence against flu and COVID-19 ahead of what could be a very challenging winter, and with the potential for this new COVID variant to increase the risk of infection, we are following the latest expert guidance and bringing the COVID vaccination programme forward, with people able to get their flu vaccine at the same time to maximise protection." NHS Director of Vaccinations and Screening, Steve Russell, said, "While we know that flu and COVID usually hit hardest in December and January. The new COVID variant presents a greater risk now, which is why we will be ensuring as many people as possible are vaccinated against COVID sooner. While COVID is the focus in the change of timeline for the jab rollout, officials will also dish out the flu jab early for operational expediency. Care home residents are being prioritised in the rollout, but other groups as well as the clinically vulnerable, those aged 65 and over, health and social care staff and carers are also expected to be called forward for jabs in September. England is so far the only UK nation to announce a change in its autumn vaccination programme. UK scientists were first alerted to Parola on August 14th, but concerns immediately triggered due to its large number of mutations. The UK Health Security Agency officially classified it as a variant on August 18th after the first UK case was detected in a hospitalised patient in London, and concern continued to grow across the globe about its spread. Officials today confirmed that a second case had been confirmed as of August 28th. No further details were provided about the person. It is unclear what part of the country they are in or whether they have been hospitalised. However, experts believe many more are infected. Brits are no longer testing en masse like they were earlier in the pandemic, with free community mass testing ending in May 2022. It means fewer cases are being detected and sequenced, a process which reveals the variant behind an infection. Fresh data from the Office for National Statistics shows there were 74 coronavirus deaths recorded across England and Wales in the week to August 11th. Scientists warned that the uptick in deaths could signal that a new variant is spreading. They also called for a return of pandemic mitigation measures, including mask wearing and increased ventilation because of the virus's resurgence. While the weekly surge in deaths is the biggest log this year, the number dying due to the virus is still a fraction of the death toll earlier in the year. For comparison, weekly deaths caused by the virus spiked at 654 in January. These ONS figures only include fatalities when COVID was the main cause of death. Global cases of Parola have doubled in a week, having now been spotted in Sweden and Canada for the first time. Parola, a descendant of the Omicron variant, was first detected in Israel and Denmark earlier this month. It has since been spotted in the UK, US, Israel, Denmark, South Africa, Portugal, Thailand and Switzerland. The spread has unsettled a swathe of top scientists who were worried that its catalogue of mutations could see it spark another wave of cases. Experts have also warned that the true scale of Parola spread is unclear as the world has scaled back variant tracking capabilities from the height of the pandemic. Experts and scientists, they're always concerned, aren't they? They're always in fear or worried or warning or concerned. They must spend their lives in a permanent state of anxiety and fear, because that's all they ever seem to do. The article continues. Other scientists have cautioning now, that it is too early to panic about the new variant. There is currently no evidence that Parola is any more of a threat than the dozens of strains that have come before it. Parola has not yet been observed to make people more seriously ill than other Omicron-descendant variants, or having any enhanced ability to dodge the immunity protection offered from current vaccines or prior infections.